Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is off this afternoon, but I am joined by Evan in the production booth and my guest, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. Coming back from the segment, it's a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday or a Monday. I don't really know, folks, but I'm joined by a terrific guest. And sorry to slam you there almost into the heartbreak, Dan. But the special sessions that were gaveled in and gaveled out, there was a second one on gun violence last month that the Republican legislature decided to just completely ignore. And they took all of 10, maybe 20 seconds to gavel in, gavel out. But there's little to no action from the state legislature on this issue. And I don't know what else can be done specifically without the legislature deciding that it wants to take action. And I fear that we have to wait until more atrocities are committed. There was a very close call here in the Madison area on Monday. There could have been mass casualties, and reports of that are not enough to spur action. The legislature wrapped up business at the end of February, beginning of March, and there is no sign of them coming back. The Governor Evers tried to get the legislature to act after the Uvalde, Texas shooting, after the Buffalo, New York shooting. Nothing. And even I fear this is not enough to spark action. I don't think we're going to see anything from this Republican-led legislature this year or next year or the years to come. And it's very difficult to wrap my head around how we can hear these terrifying reports that our community came within inches of this violence, and nothing's going to be done about it.
Yeah. It's discouraging. And I think, you know, I think what happened this week, it just speaks to how urgent of an issue this is on a national level as well. You know, I think the fact that, I don't think he was thinking about the state lines and the gun laws in each state. Like, we need to have real action. I know there was some action in Congress on guns recently, and that is important.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think we need to have leadership that can meet the moment. And I think the moment demands more drastic policy change and more specific action. And I think that translates in Wisconsin too. I mean, like, we're definitely behind, on our policies here. I think, you know, you mentioned the gavel in, gavel out. Like, I'm taking a look here at the most recent Marquette poll. That shows background checks, 79% of Wisconsin voters are in favor, just 16% opposed. For red flag laws, it's 81% in favor, 13% opposed. And if you look at just Republicans, 66% of Republican voters are in favor of universal background checks. 67% of Republicans are in favor of red flag laws. Like, this is a bipartisan issue. The only people who are, you know, for the, you know, are against taking action on this are really extreme ideologues, and those are the people that are ultimately in charge.
Unfortunately, those are the folks in charge in the Wisconsin legislature. It's a shame. But you bring up an excellent segue to the next topic that I wanted to ask you about, specifically, who's going to be leading the Republican ticket for this fall here in Wisconsin. And one person we know it's not going to be now is Kevin Nicholson. Announced yesterday that he's suspending his campaign, and I don't think this is a huge shock, Dan. I don't think a lot of people watching the horse race thought that Kevin Nicholson was all of a sudden going to pull an inside straight over the next 5 weeks and get the Republican nomination. But I'm curious to hear your reaction on what you think Nicholson suspending his campaign's effect will be on the what's shaping up to be a two-person race between Tim Michaels and former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish.
You don't think Tim Ramson's going to crash that party in the top two while he's polling at 3% here? You don't think he's got a chance?
I'm not a betting man, Dan, but I wouldn't take that bet even if I was.
Yeah, no, it had been already shaping up to be kind of a race between the top two, between Clayfish and Michaels. in this primary. The most recent Marquette poll had Michaels at 27%, Clayfish at 26%, and Nicholson at 10%. And I think that, you know, that 10% is going to be a big factor in this race with the top two as close as they are. There's still more than 30% undecided as of that recent poll as well. So, you know, with the primary now, people's focus turning to it with less, we're just over a month to go before the August 9th primary. Be sure to make sure you're registered and vote. Yeah, I think Nicholson, in large part, his support was initially coming from, you know, a block of voters that were not really rallying around Clayfish. You know, I think a lot of his early support came from that part of the party, and I think they have obviously now gravitated towards Tim Michaels as he's taken a rise in the poll, got the Trump endorsement, has been spending a lot of money on TV ads. And all that. So we're seeing, and I think this, you know, the news this is the worst for is for Rebecca Clayfish. I think you're probably going to see most of those Nicholson voters go probably more towards Michaels than to Clayfish.
Yeah.
I believe
you're correct on that. That seems to be where I believe this is going to shake up is I don't think all of those Nicholson supporters all of a sudden become undecided Republican primary voters. I have a feeling that they're going to gravitate a little bit more towards Tim Michaels now than Rebecca Clayfish. But Dan, that's excellent political analysis. I appreciate when you bring those Marquette University polling numbers as well. You've always got the best information. How can our listeners find more about the work that you're putting out there at the Recombobulation area?
Yeah, you can find my newsletter on Substack, the Recombobulation area. Subscribe, and we are a reader-supported publication, so always consider that paid subscription when you come and sign up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And follow Dan on Twitter, because not only do you get the excellent political insight, you get some great sports about Bucks Summer League, Brewers, and those are some of the stories we need, Dan, these days as well, because it's not all doom and gloom, folks. It's not all doom and gloom. Appreciate right. you stopping by this afternoon, Dan.
We'll yep.
This is Dueling Tangents. We will be back after a quick break.